Ray Renfro takes his flanking spot out to the left. Preston Carpenter, the right end, is split by about 12 yards. The left end, Brewster, by about 3. Plumb of the ball. He flips to the fullback, Jimmy Brown. He's around the right side. He's at the 30, down to about the 28. And he is hit by Jack Christensen. Christensen just upended him at the 28-yard line. But it'll be enough for the first down as Brown advanced the ball from the 31 to the Detroit 28. First and 10 for the Browns on the line, 28. In the fourth period at Briggs Stadium, 10 minutes left to play in the football game. And it's the Lions 52. The Cleveland Browns 14, as the Lions have taken advantage of every break which has come their way this afternoon, and they have made some of them for themselves. Cleveland to the line of scrimmage, Renfro to the left. Preston Carpenter, the right end, splits. Plum calls the signals, fakes to Brown, he gives to Lou Carpenter. Wide to the left, he's at the 30, he's down to the 25, and he is dropped at the 25 by three tacklers. Yale Larry was the first man to get him. There's a penalty marker on the play back here at the line of scrimmage. So let us see what the call is going to be. Terry Barr also in on the tackle. Carpenter had moved the ball to about the 25-yard line for a gain of 3 yards. There's a holding penalty, however, against the Detroit Lions. So now the ball is brought down very close to the 20-yard line. And it'll be a first down on defensive holding, an automatic first down for the Browns at the 20-yard line. First and 10 for Cleveland on the Detroit 20. The ball at the inbounds markers from the far sideline. The Browns moving from our left to our right here in the fourth period. Renfro flanks out to the right. Pete Brewster, the left end, is split. Milt Plum, the quarterback, calls the signals. He takes, he gives to Jimmy Brown, the fullback, and Brown is stopped standing up as he gets inside the 25 to about the 23. Gene Cronin was in there to make the tackle. Jimmy Brown gets a couple of yards, mark it at the 24, a gain of just a yard. Brown is 6'2", 224 pounds, makes his home in Hempstead, Long Island. The ball on the 19-yard line, I should say. A gain of a yard for Brown. Second down and 9 yards to go. Cleveland out of the huddle once again. Art Hunter, the former Notre Dame All-American, over the ball at center. Renfro, the flanker, but just by a couple of yards outside the right end this time. Plum back to pass. He throws. Preston Carpenter has it at the 15, and down he goes at the 13. But again, there is a marker on this play. Jack Christensen made the tackle for the Detroit Lions. As the right end, Preston Carpenter hit for the near sideline. The pass was good to the 13, but this time there's going to be a penalty against the Cleveland Browns. And it's a long one. Moving the ball back to the 34-yard line in Detroit territory. A holding penalty against the Browns. And so the ball is spotted at the 34. Second down. And about 23 yards to go for the first down. The Browns huddling at the Detroit 45. Their backfield has Milt Plum at quarterback. Lou Carpenter and Renfro the halves. Jimmy Brown is the fullback. Renfro flanks out to the right. He's being covered over there by Jack Christensen. Plum takes the ball from center. He goes back to pass. His protection breaks down. He starts to run with it. He laterals off. Now to Jimmy Brown, the fullback. He's all the way back at the 50-yard line. He gets a block. Now he starts to his right, and he is dropped at the 50-yard line. Bob Miller made the tackle. Mel Plum went back to pass. His protection broke down. He bumped into one of his own men as he started to run with the ball, and he turned and tried a lateral to Jimmy Brown. Brown couldn't get his hands on it. Finally picked it up at about the Detroit 48. Started to look around for blockers, but was dropped for a loss all the way to the 50-yard line. So it is now third down. And 40 yards to go. The series started at the 20-yard line. The Browns huddle at their own 40-yard line. The ball right at the midfield stripe. 8 minutes left to play in the football game. Double wing. Carpenter out to the left. Renfro to the right. Both ends split by about 5 yards. A three-man line for Detroit. Plum on the quarterback draws at the 40. He's out of the 35, down to the 31-yard line, and he is tackled. Bob Long, number 86, The Lions linebacker on the left side was the man who made the tackle. The Lions, when it is obvious that it's a passing situation, use only a three-man line and send their linebackers in the total defensive backfield back there to cover against the receivers. It's now fourth down. 1 yard line. The Browns move out of the huddle, and again it's the double wing. Lou Carpenter to the left, Ray Renfro to the right. The Lions now are in a six-man line, and the rush is on Milt Plum. He throws one right over the middle to Preston Carpenter, number 40. He gets inside the 25 to the 23, and there he's dropped, and the Lions take over. The Detroit team had the rush on that time. Plum did get the pass away over the middle. The game is being brought to you by High Grade, spelled H-Y-G-R-A-D-E, and it's Kingan, Carstens, and Deerfoot Farms divisions. The ball moved to the 23-yard line, but it was not enough for the first down, and so Detroit takes over. The Lions leading by a score of 52-14 with 7 minutes left to play in this football game. Gene Gedman comes racing off the Detroit bench, and the Lions are now going to call for a timeout. With 7 minutes left to play in this football game, the Lions are taking timeout, and the score is Detroit 52, Cleveland 14.
How was your breakfast bacon this morning? Too salty? Well, then, the next time any shopping's done for bacon, better buy High Grades or Kingan's Reliable Sliced Bacon. It's the sweetest tasting bacon you can buy. Why? Because it's sweetenized. High Grade takes choice bacon and cures it with its very own sweetenizing process that makes every slice tasty but never salty. We're so sure you'll love High Grade or Kingan Reliable Sliced Bacon, you get double your money back. If you don't agree, it's the sweetest tasting bacon you've ever eaten. So the very next time, be sure you buy High Grades or Kingan's Reliable Sliced Bacon, the only bacon that's sweetenized. Remember, double your money back. If you don't agree, it's the sweetest tasting bacon you've ever eaten. High Grade and its Kingan division, serving the nation with quality meats from 51 plants coast to coast. High Grade.
The Cleveland Browns now have Bobby Freeman, the rookie from Auburn, at the left safety position in their defensive backfield. The Lions have the ball on their own 23-yard line, first down 10 yards to go, and the scoreboard clock, which of course is unofficial time, shows 7 minutes remaining in the game, and the Lions are in front by a score of 52-14. Detroit to the line of scrimmage. Cassidy in the ball game. He's flanked out to the right. The handoff goes to the fullback, Leon Hart, and Hart is nailed as he gets just about a yard to the 24-yard line. It's Gene Gedman, not Leon Hart, the ball carrier. And now Jerry Rykow comes into the ball game. Tobin Roach goes out. Listen to the hand he gets. Tobin Roach doing a great job for the Lions here this afternoon, and he gets a well-deserved round of applause as he leaves the playing field. Rykow, the former Iowa star, is at quarterback. Cassidy is out to the right. The handoff goes to Gedman. Wide to the left. He's at the 25, to the 28, the 30-yard line. Vince Costello wrestles him to the ground there, along with a couple of other Browns. Junior Wren, the safety man, and Don Paul, the right halfback. There's another flag on the play, however, and it is going to be a penalty against the Cleveland Browns. Gedman had moved the ball to the 30-yard line, but the Browns are now penalized to the Detroit 44. Illegal use of hands against the Browns, and the Lions have it first down, 10 yards to go on their own 44 with Jerry Rykow in there at quarterback. And the Lions have all but wrapped up the World Championship for Pro Football. The Lions to the line of scrimmage. Rykow at quarterback calls the signals. Cassidy is out to the right once again. Rykow hands off this time to Gedman, and he cuts into the left side of his line, then moves forward over the 40 to about the 43-yard line. There's a flag on the play on this play. Bob Gain, the defensive tackle on the left side for Cleveland, made the tackle along with Walter Michaels. But there's another penalty against the Browns. The ball was carried by Gedman to the 43. The Browns are penalized to the 44-yard line. It's first down and 5 yards to go. First and five on the 44-yard line in Detroit territory. The blue-jerseyed lines out of the huddle. Middleton, the flanker out to the right. Cassidy out to the left. Reichow calls the signals. There's another flag. Reichow carries the ball behind the left side of his line. Gets to the 46-yard line. A gain of a couple of yards on the play, but there's a flag on the playing field, so let's see what this penalty is going to be. Again, it was Bob Gain, the left tackle for the Browns, who made the stop. The officials now up there talking to the Browns captain, Don Colo. And the penalty is against the Detroit Lions. Colo still conferring with a referee. And now the ball is moved back to the 39-yard line, a 5-yard penalty for illegal procedure against the Lions. Now let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 5-yard penalty.
First down. WGY, WGFM, Schenectady.
Of course, on that penalty, the down remains the first down. Charlie Ani is in the ball game for Detroit. Reichow calls the signals. He gives to Gedman. He goes wide to his right. There are flags on this play. Gedman gets away from one man over near the far sideline and finally is pushed out of bounds by two or three of the Browns. Bobby Freeman, Warren Lahr over there. Also, Walter Michaels. Walter Michaels was the first man to get the shot at Gedman. He slowed him up, and then Bobby Freeman and Warren Lahr came along to knock him out of bounds at about the 37-yard line. It would be a loss of a couple of yards on the play, but there was a penalty marker. The Detroit team offside, but it was declined by the Browns, so it is second down and about 11 and a half yards to go. The ball at the 37 and a half. In Detroit territory. Detroit out of the huddle once again. Gatsky over the ball. Darndevil is out to the right. The inside flanker. Reichow going back to pass now. He gets protection. Now he throws. It is no good. Intended for Gene Gedman across the 50-yard line in Browns territory. He was covered by Junior Wren, but the pass was off the target. Gene Gedman, the intended receiver, along the near sideline, just as he moved into Cleveland territory inside the 50-yard line. So now it'll be third down and 11 and a half still to go for the Lions. With less than 6 minutes to play in this football game, it's the Detroit Lions 52, the Cleveland Browns 14. Jim Doran back in the ball game for Detroit. Gene Gedman is out of there. Cassidy is the running back. Reichow calls the signals. The flanker is out to the right. Reichow looks like he starts to run with the ball, but he has dropped at just about the line of scrimmage, the 37-yard line. Again, it's Bob Gain, the tackle driving in, along with Bill Quinlan. Reichow apparently trying to go on a quarterback draw, but it did not work as he was stopped at just about the line of scrimmage. So now it is fourth down for the Lions. And with a lead of 52-14, they send Yale Larry into the football game. Larry stands back at his 22-yard line. Chet Hanulak and Billy Reynolds, the deep men for the Browns. Larry gets the snap. He gets the kick away. It's a good one. Hanulak signals for a fair catch and takes it at the Browns 31. So Larry punts to the Cleveland 31-yard line. The rush was on by the Browns. Mel Campbell was leading that rush in on Yale Larry. But Larry managed to get the punt away, a 31-yard kick, as Hanulak took it on the fair catch at the Browns' 31-yard line. So it's Cleveland's ball, first and 10 on their own 31, with just 5 minutes left to play in this football game. Renfro is flanked out to the right. Out to the left is Lou Carpenter. Milt Plummett, quarterback, calls the signals. He goes back to pass. He throws. It is no good. Almost intercepted by Gary Lowe. It was Jack Christensen who hit Ray Renfro just about the time he was reaching for the ball. The ball bounded high in the air, and Gary Lowe made a diving try for it, but he could not grab it. So it goes as an incompleted forward pass. Plum intended for Renfro. And it'll be second down, 10 yards to go for the Browns on their own 31-yard line as the Lions are within 4.5 minutes of being champions of the National Football League. The handoff this time goes to Jimmy Brown, the fullback, wide to his left. He gets to the 35, still on his feet, across the 35 to about the 36-yard line. Terry Barr there to make the tackle for the Detroit Lions. So Brown picked up 5 yards. It'll be third down and 5 yards to go for Cleveland. The ball on the Browns' 36-yard line. Jerry Perry was in on the tackle for the Detroit Lions. Cleveland's backfield right now, Milt Plummett quarterback, Lou Carpenter and Ray Renfro are the halves, and Jimmy Brown is the fullback. Renfro goes out to the right in a flanking spot. The left-hand Brewster is split by about 10. Plum takes. He fakes to Lou Carpenter. He goes back to pass. He throws. It is no good. Intended for Brewster, the left end, as Pete broke over the middle at the 50-yard line, but the pass was off the target. So now it is going to be fourth down, and still a little better than 5 yards to go. Jack Christensen was defending on Pete Brewster on the play, but it was not necessary for him to break it up since the pass didn't come too close to Brewster. Terry Barr and Yale Larry go back into the double safety for the Detroit Lions. Kenny Cummins coming in to do the kicking for the Browns since it is fourth down and about 5.5 yards to go. Less than 4 minutes remaining in this championship football game. Cummins goes back to his 20-yard line. There's the snap from Tommy Catlin at center. It's off the side of the foot of Cummins, and it is coming over near the near sideline and going out of bounds on the Detroit 44. Kenny Cummins kicking to the Lion 44-yard line. It went out of bounds. A 20-yard kick. And Detroit takes over. The Lion fans are still urging their heroes to pick up at least another touchdown in the remaining 3 minutes and 47 seconds. The ball on the Lion 44. Jerry Rykow is the quarterback. Jim Doran goes out to the right. Dave Middleton to the left. Middleton is the flanking back. Doran is at right end. Rykow barks the signals. He takes. He hands off to Cassidy. He's at the 50, the 45, the 40, and he is dropped at the 35-yard line. Wrestled down there by 4 or 5 of the Browns was Don Paul, who made the initial stop. Rykow started to run to his right, spun around and handed the ball to Cassidy, and he found a big hole in the middle of the Browns' line, and Hopalong knew what to do with it, and he went all the way to the Browns' 35-yard line. 21-yard run for Cassidy. On the 35, it's first and 10 for Detroit. Rykow again calls the signals. The flanker this time is out to the right. Rykow with the ball, rolls to his right, throws a pass downfield. It is no good. Just over the outstretched hands of Dave Middleton at the 10-yard line. Defending on the play was Bobby Freeman. Freeman and Middleton were teammates at Auburn University during their collegiate days. Jerry Rykow's forward pass as he aimed for Middleton. Middleton was going down the far sideline, but it was no good. Now there's a conference back up here at the line of scrimmage. There's a penalty against the Cleveland Browns. And it carries the ball down to the 20-yard line, the 21-yard line. Again, illegal use of hands. The Browns penalized to their own 21-yard line. And it, of course, is a first down. First and 10. And now the Lions are in good position to get that extra touchdown that their fans have been looking for. Doran out to the left. Rykow calls the signals. He takes. Again, he hands to Cassidy on that same play. And Cassidy gets to about the 17-yard line. The only difference was at this time, Rykow was moving to his left as he handed in back of him to Cassidy. Cassidy got into about the 17-yard line. Vince Costello, Don Colo, and Waller Michaels all making the tackle. A gain of 3 yards for Cassidy, and it's second down and 7 for the Lions. Middleton goes to the flanking spot. Out to the right, Dorn Dibble is the right end. The left end split by about 5 yards. Rykow rolls to his right. He throws. There's a man there. Cassidy has it for a touchdown. we're talking about sweet revenge. And the Lions have now topped the 56 points scored against them by the Browns in 1954 because the score of this football game is 58-14, and Jim Martin will have the opportunity to make it 59. The ball will be held by Tobin Road at the 10-yard line. Time called here momentarily. The fans have thrown some debris into the end zone at the end of the field where Martin will be doing his kicking. The scoreboard clock shows 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Some Detroit fans have broken down out of the stands and are now moving up behind the Lion bench. Signals being called for the extra point. Gunnar Gatzke over the ball at center. It's spotted. It's booted. It's good. The point is good, and the score is now 59-14. The Detroit Lions 59, the Browns 14.
I would like to say a couple of words about high grades, all beef frankfurters. Hot dog! My grade is high grade, they're all pure beef, with that flavor you simply can't beat. After school or play, any time of the day, I always ask for high grade when it's time to eat.
Sure, kids love them. I say, kids love them. They go for that tangy chuck wagon flavor. And what's more, high grades, all beef frankfurters are good, solid, bodybuilding protein food.
And incidentally, high grade frankfurters are so easy to fix. Serve some tonight.
Excuse me, Mom. Did you say we're having high grades, all beef frankfurters for supper tonight?
Yes, darling, we are.
Hot dog!
Jim Martin has the ball teed up on the 40-yard line for another kickoff with 2 minutes and some 20 seconds left, and Mel Campbell and Jimmy Brown are deep for the Cleveland Browns. The score, 59-14. The Detroit Lions over the Cleveland Browns. Martin waiting for the whistle now from the referee, Ron Gibbs. Jimmy Brown is on the far side in receiving position for Cleveland. Mel Campbell on the near side. Campbell, the former Olympic decathlon champion. Martin booms one. It's a high one. Jimmy Brown takes it at the 6-yard line. He's to the 10, the 15, the 20. Moves to his left and is tackled at the 23, the 24-yard line. The kick went to the Browns' 5-yard line, and Jimmy Brown returned it from that spot to the 23-yard line, where it's the Browns' first down, 10 yards to go. With a little better than 2 minutes remaining to be played in this football game. The officials actually right now are signaling the benches that we have but 2 minutes. A Detroit fan racing across the field with outstretched arms to greet his heroes on the far side. Bobby Lane on crutches over there, of course, tries to get out of his way. The Browns move up to the line of scrimmage. Blum still in there at quarterback. Renfrow is out to the right. The left end, Brewster is split. Blum hands to Jimmy Brown, the fullback. He gets away from Roger Zetkoff, fumbles it, however, and it drops on it at the 17-yard line. Jimmy Brown taking from Mill Plum, the quarterback, trying to get around the left end. He was hit by Zetkoff. He bounced off Zetkoff, but the ball bounced off him. Jerry Perry tried to get the ball, but Jimmy Brown fell on it. At the 16-yard line in Cleveland territory, a minute and a half showing on the scoreboard clock, which is unofficial time. The official time is down on the playing field. Renfrow, the flanker, to the right. Both ends split. Plum takes, rolls to his right. He has protection. He throws to Lou Carpenter, who is bounced out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Jim Martin, who has seen little action defensively for the Lions this afternoon, was the man who bounced Carpenter out of bounds. Now fans are pouring down on the field from all angles. It's third down and about 8 yards to go for Cleveland. As the ball is at the 24-yard line. The Browns huddle back inside the 15. Now they move out of there. Renfrow flanked out to the left. The right end, Preston Carpenter, is split. Plum takes. He gives to Lou Carpenter. Carpenter wide to his left. Gets the block. He's at the 30, the 35. Cuts to his right and is dropped at the 39-yard line. It's Gary Lowe of the Detroit secondary who made the tackle on the play. It's the first down, of course. Carpenter swinging wide to his left behind good blocking, got to the 39-yard line in Cleveland territory. And now we have just about 45 seconds left to play in the football game. A dejected Waller Michaels, the only member of the Browns sitting on the bench on the far side of the field. Ray Renfro out to the right. The handoff goes to Luke Carpenter. He swings wide, gets to the 40-yard line, and there he is hit by three or four of the Lions. Gene Cronin led the charge in there for Detroit. 20 seconds left to play in the football game. Gil Maines also in on the stop. The ball is spotted at the 40-yard line, at the 41-yard line. A gain of two for Carpenter. Second and about seven, and time is running out, and the Detroit Lions are champions of the National Football League as they have handled the Browns in decisive fashion here this afternoon. And there is the end of the game. The final score, the Detroit Lions 58, the Cleveland Browns 14. We'll be back in a moment with a final wrap-up of today's game.
I would like to say a couple of words about high-grade canned meats. Delicious! High-grade is high-grade, the best canned meat with that flavor you simply can't beat. After school or play, any time of the day, I always ask for high-grade when it's time to eat. High-grade, high-grade, high-grade is high-grade. I always ask for high-grade when it's time to eat.
Kids love it. KP Party Loaf is a super special blend of your two favorite meats, pork and beef. And it's canned with super speed for super flavor, because the quicker meat's canned, the better it tastes. That's why KP Party Loaf is such a luscious luncheon meat. Super thrifty, too. You'll love high grades, the only meats canned with super speed for super flavor.
High grade, high grade, high grade is high grade. I always ask for high grade because it's all pure meat.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 1957 professional championship game is now history. A crowd of over 55,000 here at Briggs Stadium, Detroit, I believe at many points in today's game, could not quite believe what they were seeing. A Detroit Lion team that has won the professional championship by a score of 59-14. The last pro championship here in Detroit came in 1953 against these same Cleveland Browns when the game was won by a score of 17-16. Then came 54, the last time these two teams met in pro championship play, and the Browns won it by a score of 56-10. To pick out the usual highlights in a game like this would be completely impossible. Time would not permit. The score tells the story. As we gaze across the field here from our vantage point on the west side of Briggs Stadium, we look at that scoreboard, which tells 17 points in the first period for Detroit, and then 14 points in each of the second, third, and fourth periods. The Browns, meanwhile, were able to score single touchdowns in only the second and third periods of play. And so, the Detroit Lions, who manufactured early breaks, come on to win the professional championship in the first year that George Wilson served as their head football coach. And so I believe a tremendous tribute would be in order from both Bill McCaughan and myself, speaking for pro football fans everywhere, to George Wilson and his Detroit Lion coaching staff and players, President Edwin Anderson and their board of directors, and to the folks of Detroit as we congratulate them on winning the professional football championship. And so right now, we would like to give our thanks to our spotters, Bill Kelly for the Browns and Ed Taylor for the Lions. Our statistician was Jim Grainer. Our engineer was Joe Sterniolo. This broadcast was produced by NBC sports editor Paul Jonas. Speaking for Bill McCaughan and yours truly, Ray Scott, once again, the final score, the Detroit Lions 59, the Cleveland Browns 14. This portion of today's World's Championship game was brought to you direct from Detroit over the NBC radio and television networks by the High Grade Food Products Corporation and its Kingan, Karstens, and Deerfoot Farms divisions. High Grade, serving the nation with quality meats from 51 plants coast to coast, wishes you and their distributors and the food merchants of America a very happy new year.
This is the NBC Radio Network.